Democratic senators from California, Hawaii, and Oregon are warning the SAVE Act would disenfranchise Native American voting rights. A letter sent to Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum says the requirement that voters use ID to register, which shows the place of birth, would be hard to meet since the majority of tribal IDs lack that data. The letter, signed by more than a dozen senators representing 10 states, also says the SAVE Act would force tribal voters who live in rural and remote locations to travel significant distances to prove their citizenship just so they can register to vote. Native communities often rely on mail-in voting because of a lack of infrastructure and transportation. The letter says President Donald Trump's executive order on voting penalizes states that accept absentee or mail-in ballots received after Election Day, harming Native voters in states like Alaska, California, North Dakota, and Oregon, which process ballots as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. In Alaska, which has more than 200 federally recognized tribes, vote-by-mail polling sites can be hundreds of miles away, making vote-by-mail essential, the lawmakers write. Among the signatories, California Senator Alex Padilla, Senators of Nevada and Hawaii, and Tina Smith of Minnesota. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for National Native News.